Fantastic.
Now, you guys, stand right here in the middle, would you? Right here in the middle. No, bring the door. Very good. Now, I'm going to pick randomly. I have everybody's name in here who's making First Communion. And I have everybody's name here. So I'm going to call the names that I pick out right here. Maya. Well, the first pew. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Maya, come along. And Angel Julian. Oh, wait. That's not here. But Rose. Rose, come along. And one more. Let's see if there's Giovanni. Giovanni, come along, my friend. Okay, three for now, and let's see how it goes. All right, now, y'all look very nice. This is a door, don't you think? Now, Maya, let me ask you this. Who is somebody important in the world? Yes, but maybe somebody in the world who walks around like you and me. The president, for example. Okay, let's say the president is going to come to your house and the president of the country is going to knock on the door. Let's just say your favorite president of all presidents comes to your door, knocks on the door. Okay, don't open it yet. But let's say, Maya, that this president is coming to your house and you know that they're coming. Now, what do you suppose you're going to do to get ready? Giovanni, what would you do to get ready? Let's say you just play a soccer game and you got mud all over, you got cleats on, you're just a sweaty, hot mess. What do you think you might do to get ready? Yeah, you might clean up a little bit. Take a shower. You might put on something nice so that you're not just dressed in mud and looking all crazy when the president comes, you know? So you prepare yourself so that when the guest comes, when the president comes, you are ready to receive him. And let's say you know the president, Rose, is coming at 3:00 in the afternoon. What time do you think you might be ready to receive the president? Yeah, a little early. But three. Two. You got a whole hour because you want to be ready, you know? You don't want to just like, okay, I got my soccer game at 12:30 and then I'm just going to go out to eat at McDonald's for a while and then I might get home about 2:45, 3:00 because you know that the president is going to be there about 3:00. So you want to be there ready, don't you? You want to be early so that you can be prepared so that when the president comes, voila, you are ready to receive him. And let's say he might come a little early, you know, so you'll be prepared. And also you're mentally in your head getting ready for this important visit. You know what I'm saying? And so that's good points. You guys are good. So let's say the greatest guest of all, Maya. Who could it be? You said it earlier. Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You guys are getting ready to receive him right now at this Mass, which is fantastic. And every Sunday, starting today, the Lord knocks on your door and says, Rose, can I come in? Maya, can I come in? Giovanni, can I come in? And every Sunday, the Lord knocks on the door of our hearts and says, I want you to receive me, just like you receive the president, you know, or whatever. But you want to be ready. You want to be prepared. If you've got mud all over, that's why we clean up, right? That is why we always say that if we have any sin against the Ten Commandments or anything, we go to confession first so that then we get the mud off so that we can receive Jesus and be looking nice and be ready for him, be worthy of his visit so we don't answer the door with a bunch of mud all over our souls, you know? But also, we want to be there. We don't want to come into Mass like, let's say Mass starts at 10 o'clock. We don't want to come in at 10 after 10 because he's already coming. We want to be there early to prepare ourselves. And when that beautiful moment happens at communion time, when the Lord says, "Can I come in? Will you receive me?" That's when we open the door. That's when we open the door and we say, "Yes, Lord, come in." And remember, everybody, remember what we say at every Mass. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say that." Because guess who's on the other side of this door? Is Jesus. And we are so like, who are we to get Jesus into our bodies? And it's not a symbol. It's the reality of Jesus in the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord, who's knocking on our door and says, "I want in. I want in." And that's why we're here at Mass on the other side of the door every Sunday. And we're prepared. And we got rid of any pecado. If we have pecado, we get rid of it in confession. We're here ready to receive our Lord when he comes with joy and to open that door. And to open that door at communion time with love. Because there's one way we can open the door. One way you can open the door is just to, like, you know, open it and walk away. You know, like it's not special. But if you have a very special guest, when you open the door, you're happy, right? You're happy. And you think to yourself, "Oh, that's my Jesus. There's nowhere else I'd rather be in the world than right here. And that's my Jesus. And he wants into my body, my soul." And so how we open the door, how we receive communion is very, very, very important, everybody. Because the most important thing to do is to open the door with love. We open the door with love. We receive Jesus with love. How can we receive Jesus with love at communion time? Do you have any ideas? What's one thing that we do when we come up for communion?
Pray.
We fold our hands. Exactly, Rose. We have our hands folded so that we are praying. Sometimes we have to do something with our hands in order to remind ourselves up here that I'm supposed to be praying. So we have our hands folded so that we're praying. We prayerfully open the door. How else can we receive Jesus at communion time with love? Anybody know? What else do? We do this, don't we? We bow. We bow our heads. Remember how we practice? We bow our heads to say, "You're God." Like if we open the door and there's God, it's like, "Oh my gosh." Like, "You're the Lord," you know, which is why some people receive on their knees even, is because this is my Lord, this is my God. And when we come into the presence of God, we get on our knees and, you know, "Thank you very much." And it's just like, we just love the Lord so much. Another way we can receive Jesus with great love when we come up is to be very, very, very careful. And if we receive on the tongue, we just open our mouth and the priest just gently puts Jesus on your tongue. And here's the important thing, everybody. We don't chew Jesus like a cracker. When Jesus comes on your tongue, just let him stay there. And you can gently chew, but don't eat like you would eat like a Ritz cracker or something. You know, just gently, or a nacho or something, you know. We gently let Jesus rest because he comes into us. And so that he can rest in us and he can take his life in us. And so when we receive communion, if we do receive on the hand, then we must be very careful to gently put Jesus into our mouth and make sure that there's no pieces right there, because we want to open the door with great love and be very careful. And here's the thing, everybody. When Jesus comes through the door,
if I walk through the door, do I leave my blood behind?
No! My blood is in my body. And so today, you guys will receive the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of Jesus who walks through the door into you, into you, into you, into all, each and every one of you, which is the most amazing thing, you guys. And so I am so excited, but you know who's even more excited is the guy knocking on the door, and that's Jesus. And that, my friends, is a joy. So let's get ready to receive our Lord. You guys can go back. Thanks for being the three that I picked. That was very good of you. And let us prepare ourselves to continue with this glorious, beautiful Mass. Let us now stand, everybody, and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now we bring our prayers to God. We pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for his intention, safety, and health. We pray to the Lord. Lord, we pray for those who hold public office of any kind. Especially we pray that they will enact and protect laws and policies that afford life, dignity, and peace to everyone, from conception to natural death. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are going through hard times. Especially in our own parish, we pray for those who suffer in body, mind, and their soul, that they will have relief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
we pray for our first communions today, that they will receive our Lord with great love today and every single Sunday for the rest of their lives. May their parents and godparents always bring them to Mass every Sunday. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who have fallen away from God, those who have turned away from him, that they will come back to God who is love. We pray to the Lord. As we prepare for the month of Mary, we pray for greater devotion to Mary in the hearts of every Christian. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and for all those who have gone before us in death, may they see God face to face. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we bring these and all our prayers to you and your love. We ask